For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we're reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. We're celebrating the great solemnity of the Annunciation, but of course the Annunciation is supposed to be on March 25th. Why are we celebrating it on April 8th? Well, we're celebrating it today because March 25th fell during Holy Week. And the liturgies of Holy Week are so particular and so unique and so important that the Church does not interrupt the flow of the Holy Week readings, the flow of the Holy Week celebrations. And so March 25th, normally the Feast of the Annunciation, is today postponed, but still marked. Why? Because the Annunciation, Gabriel coming to Mary and saying, "Hail, full of grace, you are to conceive and bear a son." This day, when Mary says, "Yes, let it be done to me according to your word," this day is so important for the whole of our salvation. For it's on this day that the incarnation happens. We think always of the Nativity and Jesus being born into our time, but this is the day on which the incarnation happens, for it is today that Mary conceives in her womb this Son. This Son who we have just celebrated rising from the dead. This Son who is to be for the rise and the fall of many. This Son who will bring good news. This Son who will proclaim liberty to captives, sight to the blind. This Son, Jesus Christ, who will be our Lord and our Master. This Son who triumphs over sin and death. The Annunciation is so important because it is on this day that we celebrate that the incarnation happened, that God entered into our human history in his own body and coming to dwell with us. He calls us to new life. As we continue in the joy of the Easter season, we are reminded of the goodness of the incarnation that has made our new life and our future resurrection possible. God bless you.